Well, as you've been hearing this morning, the White House spokesman Sean Spicer has resigned, ending a brief and turbulent tenure that made him a household name. He's been replaced by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but it's her new boss, Anthony Scaramucci, a major Republican donor and investor, that's really been putting the administration on a new footing this morning, certainly in terms of presence. In his first very deft, very charming briefing to the press room, he said he'd be reminding the press of the defence, I suppose, of the middle class that Trump successfully campaigned on. Jonathan Swan, former Fairfax journalist now based in the US, from the political website Axios, broke the story of his appointment. Jonathan Swan, welcome to Saturday Extra again.
Thanks for having me, Geraldine.
What do you understand fundamentally to be behind this change in the communications team at the White House?
It's actually pretty simple. The President of the United States spends an inordinate amount of time watching cable television, cable news. He's more obsessed with cable TV, cable news, than any president in American history. And what that means is he puts a very high premium on the performance of those who represent him on television. In fact, it's a more important aspect of their job than just about anything else. And so he has been watching Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, like a theatre critic. He's been sitting there watching him on TV throughout these briefings. He sits in the dining room next to the Oval Office watching the 60-inch television. And people sit there with him and he vents about Spicer's performance. In the early days, it was Spicer's terrible suits which didn't fit him with the terrible collars that poke out. And then it was sort of his bumbling verbal style. Trump was deeply dissatisfied, and branding and image and the superficial aspects of the presidency are of deep importance to him. So he was frustrated for a long time, and he used to sit there watching Fox News, and he would see Anthony Scaramucci, a very slick former hedge fund founder.
To say the least, Jonathan.
Right. You know, bespoke suits, you know, very nicely cut suits with the slick hair and the smooth talker. And Trump loved it. It was a match made in heaven, really.
Well, I don't suppose Melissa McCarthy helped, the comedian helped Spicer much, did she, with her unbelievable representations of him?
No. One thing that Trump dislikes more than just about anything is the notion that people are laughing at him. Mm-hmm. And by proxy, you know, with Sean becoming a national joke, that was, you know, humiliation for the Trump administration. So that was definitely not helpful. The other depiction that really irritated Donald Trump was the Grim Reaper as Steve Bannon and sort of marching into the Oval Office and Donald Trump then sitting in the little baby chair while Bannon ran the country. That did not go down well with the president.
Now, Scaramucci, dare I say, it's sort of like watching Jordan Belfort out of the Wolf of Wall Street. That's what struck me. So, how do you think he'll go?
Full disclosure, I know Anthony very well. And, you know, I was at his hedge fund conference in Las Vegas probably 6 weeks ago. He's a great convener of people. He basically wanted to start the American version of Davos. So, you know, he has this conference every year in Vegas called SALT. And you get, you know, this year there was everyone from the top hedge fund managers in the United States to Joe Biden, the former vice president, to Jeb Bush. I mean, he gets really big names there. Anthony is a schmoozer, you know, he's a showman. You saw at the end of the press briefing today, he blew a kiss to the reporters. Oh. And he's got good relationships with reporters across all networks. The other thing about Anthony is he is not ideological. He voted for Barack Obama in 2008. He donated to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in those elections. And then I think the thing that turned him towards the Republicans was some of Obama's tougher language about Wall Street. Yes. I think that really offended Anthony. He's going to be very focused on television. He's going to be focused on shaping the TV narrative. I think they're probably going to try and look to not just be doing Fox News, which seems to be their strategy so far. And I think he will make another play to sort of the centre and the left.
So he is a Republican now, is he?
Yes.
Right, okay, because I did read that he was opposed. He'd slammed Trump a couple of years ago in the build-up.
Right, but that was when he was supporting financially one of Trump's competitors in the primaries.
And who did he support in the primaries?
Well, Anthony, this is classic Scaramucci. He slickly moved from Scott Walker, who was, you know, everyone thought was going to win. Anthony was one of his top fundraisers. And then he moved to Jeb Bush. And then when Jeb Bush flamed out, he moved to Trump. So he did support Trump in the general election, but he was his third choice. He's known Trump for quite a long time, and they genuinely have a very warm rapport.
So how do you think, as a reporter, it's going to be different having him there? What substantially might change?
It's a slicker image, and, you know, some of their tactics might be different. But the fact is, my job won't change. I'm still trying to find out what's going on inside the administration. They've still got a disaster unfolding with healthcare, which is probably going to explode completely next week. They're trying to repeal Obamacare, and it's turned into a complete disaster. And then they find themselves in the summer break from Congress with no significant legislative achievements. And the first year of the presidency is when you want to be racking up legislative achievements. So then they're going to desperately plummet into tax reform and try and do tax reform, but that's going to be really difficult too. So he'll make it slicker, but I don't know that the substance is going to change a whole lot. I mean, Donald Trump has alienated huge swaths of Republicans on Capitol Hill. They are now openly going on television and just basically saying that the president is doing a bad job and, you know, that they can't support him on certain things.
What about, though, keeping the real dogs at bay, as it were? That's an unfortunate phrase, but I'm thinking of the investigation and the Russia stuff. You know, is he designed to head that off? And
no.
I suppose I just wonder what the people who did elect Trump, I mean, he's so out of Wall Street, Jonathan. Is that what they want?
Well, you know, Donald Trump lives, you know, at the top of a tower in Manhattan with people waiting on him. He flies around in a private jet, is a billionaire who socializes with the elite of the elite. And yes, he is. When you go to a Trump rally, it is really working class people who love him. And his supporters seem to forgive him. I mean, if you look at the polling, they are still with Trump 100%. And all I can sort of put it down to, just from going to the rallies and meeting them, is they just love, more than any policy thing, they love his attitude and the way that he just, you know, they seems like they just want to send a wrecking ball to Washington, D.C. and just shove it up the faces of all the politicians. And that's what Trump is doing.
Jonathan, I appreciate your time and obviously a very, very busy day. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, Geraldine. Thank you.
Jonathan Swan from the political website Axios, who broke the story of the Scaramucci appointment.